It is a Connecting Hearts interview on Forever Media, presented by Conemaugh Health System in conjunction with the Cameron County Drug Coalition. And today we're talking to Dr. Matthew D. Perry. Dr. Perry, thank you for coming in and chatting with us. What is your job at Conemaugh Health System?
I work as an attending in the emergency department. I'm also the program director of the residency program, but also the regional medical director for emergency medicine.
Yeah. So, yeah, to say you are deep involved in the drug issue in this community is an understatement.
Yeah, sure. I'm involved. I'm happy to help. And it's an important issue. And, you know, I have a vested interest in our community. I grew up here. So
you're from the area?
I am. Yep.
Well, how long have you been working at Conemaugh?
This is my 13th year, including residency.
So in those 13 years, what changes have you seen? What's getting better? What have you seen?
Well, the opiate epidemic and the heroin epidemic is something that has grown over the years. I think to some degree it was there in the past, but there's much more awareness now and there's more education out there. I think over the past few years, we've done a lot with the coalition, with our department and health system to combat the problem, educate the community, get folks help, add a lot of preventative services, and then also get more assistance for those that need help, really.
That's an interesting part. The people that need the help, what is the process on your end to say, person's come in, they have a serious problem, they may have overdosed, something's gone wrong drug-related. What do you then do for that patient?
From the emergency department, we have a program that's called medication-assisted treatment, where we link them with the Center of Excellence, and the Drug Coalition is involved, and it's essentially a segue to getting them some help quickly.
What is carfentanil?
Carfentanil is a synthetic opiate. It first arrived in the 70s or so. It's used to tranquilize large mammals such as elk and elephants. A lot you hear it at zoos and things like that. However, over the past few years, it's becoming mixed with what I think people suspect is heroin or fentanyl, and it's much more potent. The potency of carfentanil is roughly 100 times that of fentanyl, 10,000 times that of morphine, 5,000 times that of heroin. I don't believe that someone would intentionally, knowing that information, would intentionally use this, because it's essentially a death sentence, really. You know, many times folks overdose prior to even administering the dose that they're attempting to give themselves.
What is the effect on the body?
The opiates all affect mu receptors in the brain, but it essentially, without getting into a lot of the details, it shuts down your breathing. It causes respiratory depression. Folks stop breathing, then eventually the heart stops. So, you know, and if folks can't get to these people fast enough, administer CPR, administer Narcan, the end is a tragic one.
But I know times vary on different situations, but how much time are we talking here? 5 minutes?
Seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah, it's that potent. Yeah, seconds. And many times with carfentanil, the amount of Narcan that's needed isn't enough. A lot of times Narcan isn't even working to reverse it. You would need someone to essentially do CPR for a long time, but many times it's just too late.
Yeah, so I mean, the odds of somebody being there, knowing the proper way, doing it well enough, and having everything, I mean, slim.
Even in the ideal situation with the ideal help, the chances of surviving are slim.
No matter what we come up with, they keep making something stronger, different.
Unfortunately, that's correct. I believe at this point there are 3 confirmed cases in Cambria County. There's some others in the surrounding counties. You know, the drug is in the United States. It's alive and dangerously well, unfortunately, but it's something that we need to be aware of. Community needs to learn and be aware of. Other than that, our pre-hospital providers need to be, and bystanders need to be prepared. I mean, those even touching a patient can be affected transdermally, or even with any type of aerosol, they can be affected. So you may have bystanders or maybe paramedics or something, or ER staff that have become affected just by trying to help a patient. So not only being prepared to help the patient, but also maybe help those that are around that may become affected.
The other fact that went up. So somebody that has taken this drug and somebody that has touched them, it can actually affect them to that level.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that potent. It's I think I've described it in the past as unimaginable and just extraordinarily dangerous, where it's really, it's hard to even fathom the potency and the danger of it.
So that's a good thing about having a microphone in front of us and just being able to shout as loud as we can. We got to tell people this is not like some great story you're going to tell one day. This is seconds of major, major problems.
It's the end, really. Wow. It's the end, unfortunately. I can't imagine knowing that information that somebody would actually try this. Mm-hmm. I think most folks think they're getting heroin or fentanyl, which are dangerous in itself, but I don't believe they would give this a shot.
So cosmetically, this looks exactly the same. There's no way to tell apart from any other, from similar drugs.
The only way to tell really is an autopsy.
He has a habit of saying things. He just stopped me dead in my tracks. the supplier, the dealer, whatever, why even put that out there? I mean, like, you want your person to come back and spend more money.
Yeah.
But this, they're not going to come back.
Yeah, it's a question that I've talked to colleagues about and you know, friends in the community about. And I can't seem to understand that other than a supplier playing a sick game.
Yeah.
Really.
Like, even from their strange mindset where they just want to make money off somebody with a problem with a disease, they're not going to.
Agree. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Wow. Tell people how you can find out more information on what you're doing at work and you and everything going on at Conemaugh.
Go to the website for the Cambria County Drug Coalition. There's a lot of information there. New Visions Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation. We have medication-assisted treatment, which is also advertised on, I believe, our Conemaugh website as well. There's a lot of information out there. The Drug Coalition really has a plethora of information that folks can go to if they need help. And at any point, if anybody needs help, you know, we're always at the emergency department 24/7, 365 to help.
Well, you have certainly given us some information I think is going to stay in my head for a very long time. So we thank you for coming in and chatting with us.
Of course.
It is a Connecting Hearts interview with Conemaugh Health System, Jaeger's Heating Service, Centers of Excellence at Alliance Medical Services on Forever Media.